Let's read a few more verses here. These are the generations in verse 2 of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Verse 3 says, Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. Now, I want to give you some definition of what he means by the son of his old age. I think, well, he got old and had a son. Well, actually, Benjamin was the youngest. Joseph wasn't the youngest. But the reason why Joseph was the one who brought his father the report and was the one tending is because he was the son of his old age. In other words, Joseph, for age 17, was full of wisdom. He had wisdom beyond his years, the son of his old age. He could trust Joseph, not to squander, not to, you know, misuse or abuse. Above the others, he was anointed above the others. So his father, of course, we know the story well. His father made him a coat of many colors. I want to give you some things here as we move along in this story. Number one, 2017. Expect. Somebody say expect.
Expect.
Expect extraordinary favor. Not just another year. Expect extraordinary favor with God and with man. Come on, listen. You see, church doesn't understand. We don't have a whole lot of time. We don't have a whole lot of time. And that I think that's one of the pet peeves with the church. The church, many, even though they may not admit it verbally, feel like everything's going to go on just like it always has. But you got to understand something. A whole lot of stuff is happening. Even as we are here in this service, a lot of evil men are waxing worse and worse. Darkness is growing darker and darker. We don't have time to just sit, amen, like nothing's going to happen. We have to really press into God. Hello? I said we need to really press into God. Tell somebody, no more church as usual. Joseph was the son of his old age. In other words, he was wise beyond his years. He was trustworthy. I have a question. How many of us really believe that with God we are trustworthy? Well, if other people can't trust you, if your reputation among other people, you're not to be trusted, what makes you think God trusts you? If we're going to experience extraordinary favor in 2017, and it's not necessarily your skill set, amen, it's the favor of God, it's the blessing of God, it's the grace of God, not by your power, not by your might, but by his spirit. Amen. Okay, number one, expect extraordinary favor with God and with man. Number two, 2017 is going to be a year of dreams. Not just, you know, you having visions in the night as you sleep, but dreams coming into manifestation. Amen. The favor that God's going to show to you, your father, the favor he's going to show to you is going to cause dreams. Just last night, I woke fairly early from a dream. It was an amazing dream. But the end of the dream, I heard a voice saying this. He said, the church will go through, but they will be victorious. And everybody that I was standing around was shining like a light because they'd gone through. See, this is what we have to understand. This whole story, and this has to do with Joseph at age 17. He was appointed by God. Before he went through anything, God had ordained him to be a prime minister. But his part, he had to walk through trial and test in order to have the character that was needful to be a prime minister. And so God has appointed you, and he's going to favor you, but you will be tested. Say amen real loud. I'm going to take it a little further. Everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. So that cannot be shaken will remain. God is wanting a bride without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle, without any such thing. See, all those attitudes you carry, those secret attitudes, those secret bad attitudes, those things in your heart. See, you have to understand that dark matter attracts stuff. That's what they call antimatter. It attracts things from the dark world. It's like a shark knows blood, evil spirits. So we have to deal, tell somebody right now, deal with your flesh. In the last days, before we are caught out, while we are here, listen to me real close. This is why we train and teach, and you know, you got to crucify the flesh with its lusts and affections, because in the last days, your flesh is going to become a weapon of the enemy. Yeah, your flesh, your carnal behavior, your carnal thoughts. You'll be saved because you love God, you believe God, you've believed the word, but you're going to be beat up. You're going to be beat down. You're going to be harmed because you're not in the secret place. These spirits only traffic in darkness. That's why you got to deal. Look, it's about time. You got to deal with you. Come on, you can't still be carnal and fleshly and all that. See, that's why Joseph went through all that he went through. God qualified him to go through it. He had received the word, but in the process, everything about Joseph had to die. Amen. 2017, we're going to dream dreams. Because of the favor, there's going to be dreams that are manifest. Wonderful things coming from God. The third thing is spiritual elevation. Suddenly, there are going to be people, you know how long distance runners, they run when they're running long distance and they're in a pack, and then suddenly when they get not to the finish line, but when somebody breaks out, they break out and start to set another pace. They're going to be in the body of Christ all throughout the world, spiritual elevation. Joseph was taken from his brothers for the special purpose of God. There will be those that rise up in the body of Christ with special assignment, spiritually elevated. Amen. All right. So spiritual elevation. Expect to be elevated spiritually, not you getting some card made up, you know, with some phony name on it and, you know, trying to describe who you are and what you do. Not none of that stuff. I'm talking about God elevating you. Not you trying to get in a place or trying to make yourself something, but God himself elevating. Just like he did with Joseph, he elevated him above the sons of Bilhah and his other wife. But he chose Joseph. Tell somebody, God's chosen you. Can you handle being chosen? Come on, I said, can you handle being chosen? Are you willing to pay the price to be chosen? You see, even as I talk right now, in the world, there are parallel worlds going on. Evil is increasing, but so is the light. Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. What's going to shield us in these last days from evil is not some bunker somewhere, you know, somewhere out in the desert or in the mountains. No, it's going to be the presence of God. Say amen real loud. Some of y'all can't see that, but it's going to be the presence of God. That is the veil. That is the veil that the enemy cannot penetrate. He can penetrate your phoniness. Amen. He can penetrate your pretense. Amen. He can penetrate any facades that you put on, any kind of hypocrisy that's in your heart. He knows that. But it's the pure heart. Amen. It's the pure heart. God says, I'll be a wall of fire around you. Why? So the enemy cannot penetrate. It's a secret place. While you are in the midst of things going on in the world, the chaos. Let me tell you something. This is something we don't really understand. I wish to God, I was sharing with one of the others, I wish to God I could teach on this. I don't even know if I have all the words or even the whole understanding of it, but I know my spirit bears such witness with it. Many of us, you've heard me talk about at time past about the CERN project in Switzerland. And it's just the largest machine ever built by man. It's 17 miles around. And the whole purpose is they're sending protons around, and it's a hydron collider, and they're colliding protons in order to discover the smallest things. They're trying to discredit the Big Bang theory. In other words, that everything started at some point and everything is by design. In front of the CERN project in Switzerland is a statue, and it's a woman, looks like Medusa almost. She has all these arms and stuff. She's a dancer called Sheba. And where they built the thing is where supposedly the god Apollo was there. And what they're doing on the quantum level, as Sheba dances, and there's some ritual that all these workers, there's 6,000 of the most brilliant scientists that are working on this project, 6,000 of them. Nobel Prize winners working on this project. But she's the goddess that dances, that causes the cosmic area to come out of order, chaos.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.